재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken Korean. You will hear one statement about a specific scene you can encounter in Korean culture. When you hear the statement, you must select one answer that best fits in or completes the dialogue. Write your answers on a separate piece of paper.
Yes, it's time for our listening test. It is time for Tokik, the test of Korean international communication. It's the start of a brand new week.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, 5 questions, 5 answers.
You know what they say? I'm looking at you and you got a haircut.
Yeah, I have got a haircut.
But don't you know that before a big test or something, you never cut your hair?
Oh. Oh, no.
Am I right? Before there's like the Suning, they never cut their hair. They just let it grow. They don't want to cut all of their knowledge that came out of their brain.
So does this mean I've forgotten everything that I learned last week?
Yes.
Test me, test me.
What was Monday's question?
I don't remember.
What was Tuesday's?
I don't remember.
Thursday's.
Don't remember.
Wednesday's.
I don't remember.
Saturday's.
Did we have one on Saturday?
Sunday's.
Okay, this is not looking good for me.
March.
I don't know whether it's looking good for Benita either. We have in front of us a mostly blank piece of paper. It says...
Lada Naga.
Do it properly, Bajaj.
La ta na ka.
Do it the right way round, Bajaj.
Kanada la.
Okay, good. We don't know what the question is. We don't know what the answers are. We're going to have to listen very, very, very carefully. Of course, if you want to play along at home, you will need a piece of paper, a pen, and a couple of ears.
Because I'm pretty sure at this time at 6:35, nobody's getting ready to go to work. Everybody's sitting
No, they're just sitting down, ready for Tokik. All right, are you ready to go, Bajaj?
Duh. I didn't cut my hair.
Okay. Yes, you did.
I know. I got a trim.
You got a trim as well. Okay, let's go.
다음을 듣고 질문에 답하시오.
네.
김풍.
김풍.
오늘 무슨 날이야? 케이크랑 풍선은 여기 왜 있어? 소라. 아, 오늘 부장님 빠진 날이잖아. 김풍. 어, 진짜? 나 몰라서 아무것도 준비 안 했는데 어떻게 하지? 소라. 아직 부장님 오시기 전이니까 빨리 나가서 작은 선물이라도 사와. 다음 보기 중에서 에 들어갈 알맞은 보기를 고르시오.
네.
가, 코,
코.
나, 입,
입.
다, 귀,
귀.
라, 이.
이.
Ooh.
What? Okay. Cake and balloons are everywhere. And that guy's like, what? What's
yeah.
going on?
And you got to choose nose, mouth, ear, or teeth.
Because
for the bujangnim's
부장님 blank
빠진 날.
빠진 날.
You know, losing something.
코 빠진 날, 입 빠진 날, 귀 빠진 날.
Okay.
입 빠진
you, 날. Got, you got an answer? You know what it is?
I wouldn't guess.
Okay, all right, we've both got an answer on the count of three.
One, two, three. La. Really?
Yeah, I've gone for teeth as well.
Yeah. It just sounds.
Sure, because what do you lose? Do you lose a nose? Not normally. Do you lose a mouth? Not normally. Do you lose an ear if you're Van Gogh? Do you lose teeth? Well, everybody loses teeth.
But would you get cake for someone who lost their teeth?
I'd get cake for you.
That's
when
so mean.
When you lose
mean.
Your teeth,
That's
I'm going to
so
get you
mean.
Cake.
Paul, you can't even eat it.
I'll get you soft cake. I'll get you jelly cake. It'll be good. All right. So we think it's 부장님 이 빠진 날, but
yeah,
we don't know.
Is this a saying? Because
I'm not sure.
Is not, this isn't literal.
No, but this is the most logical answer we can get, I think.
이 빠진
I think
날.
We've gone for the logical answer. We could be right.
So wait, what? It's got to be congratulatory.
Yeah.
So what do you lose? Well, like, is it a birthday or something? So you say,
yeah.
코 빠진 날?
Or maybe it's her leaving day.
입 빠진 날.
Maybe it's the day that she leaves work. She's quit.
귀 빠진
she's retired.
날. Oh, maybe it's 귀, actually. 귀 빠진
well, it's
날.
Too late to change your answer, but Judge, you've already said E. So we will find out whether we are right or wrong after this song. It's Star Sailor.
With Bring My Love.
Where?
Over there. Can you put it right over there?
Sure. In the corner?
With my balloons and my cake?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Nope.
There is no love in this room. No love in the studio.
Ears are falling off. Teeth are falling off. Noses, mouths. Our faces are just falling off.
Well, you know what has fallen off?
What?
The answer to our question. We're wrong.
Yeah.
We're wrong. I can't believe it. It's Monday morning and we both got a haircut and we both failed. You cursed us, Bajaj.
Nobody even complimented me on my haircut. E.G. Hyun comes into the studio and was like, oh, Paul, nice haircut. I'm like, what about my trim? All my split ends are gone.
And you look good for it. You look great.
Whatever.
You look really wonderful, Bajaj.
It's not my day today.
On a scale of one to excellent, you're great.
That's really nice of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, do you want to be Kim Pung or Sora?
Well, hang on a second. Who is Kim Pung?
You know, Kim Pung is a chef, but before that he was a cartoonist.
Okay.
Now more famous for his cooking skills, which is kind of weird.
And then who's Sora?
Yi Sora is a singer.
Isn't it Kang Sora, the actress?
Maybe.
Yeah. Wasn't she in Miseng?
Why are you asking me if you already know?
Because I'm faking it.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to be Kim Pung or do you want to be Sora?
Ooh, Kim Pung.
Okay, I'll be Sora.
Cute name.
I'll be the snail.
Oh, okay. I will be the seaweed wind.
Okay.
Okay. 오늘 무슨 날이야? 케이크랑 풍선은 여기 왜 있어? Is today a special day? Why is there cake and balloons?
Ah, 오늘 부장님 뭐 빠진 날이잖아.
It's our manager's day of 뭐.
아, 진짜? 나 몰라서 아무것도 준비 안 했는데 어떻게 하지? Really? I didn't prepare anything because I didn't know. What should I do?
아직 부장님 오시기 전이니까 빨리 나가서 작은 선물이라도 사와.
There's still some time before the manager gets here, so hurry up and get a small present or something.
Okay. 부장님 is like a manager. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all these different levels of, of Jangnims.
Always hard to
translate. It's tricky to get, but sure. But you know, there we have it. So
right.
It's the Bujangnims more pajin narichana.
Yep.
So our options were ga, ko, nose.
Na, e, mouth.
Da, gui, ear.
La, e, teeth.
We both went for e, teeth.
Because, you know, 이빨 빠져.
But the correct answer is
귀 빠져.
Yeah.
And that means
빠진나요.
Birthday?
Yeah. Because when we were born. If you think back to that time, if you remember when you were coming out of your mother's womb, the hardest part of the process was your big head, your very, very big head, Bajaj.
Sorry.
Mom. You may not have had much hair at the time, but you had a big head with big ears. And technically, the hardest part would be getting the ears out.
Mm.
And after that, it's plain sailing. After the ears come out, you're fine. So the expression, 귀 빠진다, came out. It's the day your ears popped out. 빠져나오다!
Oh, I thought like 빠져, like fall off 빠져.
No, here it's just, it's like, come out!
Bung!
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's true. So that's a very cute expression.
Have you ever given birth?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Have you?
Not yet.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so we are terribly, terribly wrong, but hopefully tomorrow will be fantastically, fantastically right. But now I think it's time for
Soulmate
with Kate.